Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone. Good morning, Journey of You. I wanted to reach out today to keep going, as we've been doing all this month, talking about love. We started our first session with the love of God and how much He loves us and how it's unconditional and never ending and everlasting. And then last week we talked about our love of self and how important it is to see ourselves the way that God sees us and ensuring that we love ourselves, because only then can we come to today's discussion, which is to love others. And so I really want you to think about that. Do you love others the way that God loves you? Now, remember, we just said that that's never ending, it's everlasting, and it's unconditional. Now, of course, we're human. I know that you can't love every single person unconditionally, just because, again, you're human. But you need to try to do that as much as possible. And so we're going to go over a few different scriptures that walks us through how to do that and what that looks like according to God and how He wants us to love other people, okay? Loving them really with that God-like love. And so we're going to start in John 13, verses 34 through 35, which says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Okay, so that's you being able to show the love of Christ to other people. And them being able to see Him through you, because some of them might never pick up a Bible. They might not, you know, enter into a church. Maybe they've been burned before in their interactions in church, or, you know, maybe something has happened that has pushed them away, or maybe they just don't know. And so how you interact with them and what they see through you and your life example might be the only love of Jesus that they see. And so you want to be mindful of that when you're interacting with people. There are two other places in scripture that I want to point out and read to you, which has really been the whole basis of this series this month. And the first one is Mark 12, verses 30 through 31. So in verse 29, the Pharisees are asking Jesus, like, what's the greatest commandment? There's all these commandments, there's the Ten Commandments, and there's a few other ones, like, which one's the greatest? To which Jesus responds, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Do you understand that? So even though you know, I'm sure you know basics that are like, you know, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. But more than any of those 10 commandments that He gave to Moses on top of the mountain, you are to love God, love yourself, and love others. Always in that order. That's really my interpretation, because that's what it's saying. Love God, love yourself, and then love others, because He said to love your neighbor as yourself. It's not possible for you to love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. So you have to keep that in order. Plus, so that way you're also able to establish boundaries so that when people aren't respecting your boundaries or showing you love, you can set those boundaries, but you won't know how to do that if you don't have love for yourself first. You'll let people take advantage of you. And so the second time that you see that is in Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39. I'm actually going to read to you verse 36. This time it is the Pharisees. He said, "Teacher, which commandment is the greatest in the law?" Jesus declared,
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. That's pretty powerful, right? Because if you're able to love other people, it makes it easier for you to take care of all those other commandments of, you know, not committing adultery, you know, not coveting, you know, someone else's stuff, not stealing, murdering, things like that. If you can love people, you can have more grace. You can be more forgiving. You can offer those fruits of the Spirit that Jesus has given to you. And so another way that he spells out what love is in 1 Corinthians 13, and it's verses 4 through 8a. And it says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hope, always perseveres. Love never fails. Now that is quite a lengthy definition of what love is. What I think is so beautiful about that is when you look through each of those things, like that's God's truth. That is God's literal definition of what love is. It's what he extends to us. It's what he shows to us. It's what he expects us to show to ourselves and to other people. Because God loves all of us. He has no respect of person. And so we have to make sure that we're extending those same qualities to other people. What I think is very profound in that is if you're interacting with someone and it doesn't feel patient or kind, or there's enviousness, or there's boasting or pride, if it's not honoring you, or if it's like self-seeking, or that person is easily angered or keeping record of everything you do wrong, that is not love, not by God's definition. And so if you're looking at the different relationships and friendships in your life, and you're like, okay, well, is this love? One, are you exuding that patience and kindness? You know, are you not being self-seeking? Are you not dishonoring the other person? And then on the flip side of that, how is that person interacting with you? If it doesn't line up with what it says right here in God's word, you need to really pray about that. Is that a friendship you need to continue? Is that a relationship you need to continue? If not, where do you need to make those adjustments and draw those boundary lines to make sure that you are in the healthiest place that you can be so that you can properly love other people? Because remember, we talked about you can't pour from an empty cup. You know, you can't pour from an empty vessel. And so making sure that you're filling yourself up with God's word and his truth. And right now, this is what he's telling you love is. And so you need to make sure that the love in your life is lining up with this. And anywhere that you aren't lined up with this, then you need to ask God to help you get that in check and correct it. And then follow suit with the other people that you're interacting with and ensure that you're loving them in this way too. Because only then is it genuine and is it really showing that God-like, Christ-like love. Okay. Now, I know that sometimes it can be difficult to love people. I'm sure there are times that it might be difficult for people to love you. I know I've been there where it's been difficult to love me and it's been difficult for me to love other people. That's part of being human, but that's why we constantly have to go back to God and his word so that he can keep working on us, okay? But even Jesus, when he was rejected, he still loved other people. If you look at Luke 23:34, he said, Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Even though during those moments, they were betraying him and crucifying him and about to literally execute him. But he still said, Father, forgive them. He still expressed love because it wasn't self-seeking. He wasn't concerned about what he was going through. He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. They didn't know the depth and the magnitude of what they were doing. It was also part of God's plan. But those people at that time didn't understand really what they were doing. And Jesus still extended grace and mercy in a way that only Jesus can. And that's the same thing that he asked us to do. Even when you've been rejected, even when you've received the opinions that were unsolicited, you know, or that were hurtful, you've still got to be able to express love to other people. And that doesn't mean you allow people to walk over you. It doesn't mean that you allow people to just treat you any kind of way. But it just means it's the way that you respond. You're not reacting. you respond. And if that means you keep that person out of your life or at a distance, or you walk away for good, then you do what you have to maintain your peace. But whatever you need to do to establish those boundary lines so that you can still extend Christ-like type of love, that's what you need to do. And so it doesn't mean tolerating abuse. It just means setting Christ-like boundaries. Like he tells you to do in Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Some other versions say, for from it flows the springs of life. Literally, you already, I'm sure, have heard the scripture, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That is literally what this is talking about. Guard your heart, because everything you do flows from it. It affects what you think, it affects what you say, it affects what you do. And so you have to protect that. And so when you're extending love to other people, it doesn't mean that you tolerate abuse verbally, mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually. You don't put up with that. Extending love to other people and loving others doesn't mean that you allow them to misuse and abuse you. God isn't going to treat you that way. That is not of God. So he doesn't expect you to sit around and take that and just, oh, extend love, extend love. Nope. You have every right to call them out on that and walk away. You set those boundaries to guard your heart so that those seeds don't take root in you and change who he made you to be. So you just continually guard your heart. That's even in the things that you listen to, the people that you listen to. When I talked about those opinions, you've got to be mindful of what you allow into your spirit, because those seeds, you don't want them to be planted, because then it's much harder to uproot them. Of course, the Holy Spirit can absolutely help uproot those when they've already been planted, but you want to be mindful. The music that you're listening to, the shows that you're watching, the places that you go, the things that you allow yourself to do to be entertained, the people you're around and the activities you do with them, all of those things are a choice, and you have a choice in it. And you can decide whether or not you want to participate in those things. And if it's something that doesn't sit well in your spirit, then walk away, or don't do it, or just say no. Because that will allow you to guard your heart. And the more and more you guard your heart and fill it with God's truth, those are the things that are going to come out. So when you do face opposition, or you do go through a challenging time, or a situation arises, you know how to respond to it. You don't have to react. You don't have to yell or get upset or, say things that you shouldn't say, because you're guarding your heart already. Not that you're going to get it right every time. Please don't expect that. But the more and more you do it, the better and better you can get at it. And so, what are some practical ways that you can show love to other people daily? Well, there's acts of kindness. You can send a postcard or fill out a handwritten note. You can, pick up a greeting card from the store to drop in the mail to someone. You can open the door for other people. You can literally just smile and ask someone how they're doing and genuinely listen when they tell you how they're doing. It doesn't mean that it has to be a long, drawn-out conversation, but be fully present. It's as simple as when somebody's talking to you, you put your phone down and listen to them. You're not checking your phone for every notification that comes through. When you are sitting down with them, that time is intentional and you're fully present. You put your phone down. Maybe you even put it on Do Not Disturb for the 15 or 20 minutes that you're sitting there talking. The world is not going to fall apart if you don't pick up your phone during that time frame. So that you can actually be fully present for that person and show them that you value them, that they matter, and you want to hear what they have to say. That is a really great way in present day time to show someone that they are loved, because you're actually giving them your attention. You're not staring at your phone and half listening to what they're saying, or staring at the TV screen or your computer or whatever device is in your hand at the moment, but you're actually listening to them. That in itself speaks volumes to people, because it lets them know, hey, you matter. I value you and I value your time. So I'm going to give you my undivided attention during this moment. Those are ways that you can show love practically right here, right now. Maybe you take, 15 minutes each week to pick up the phone and call someone just to touch base and see how they're doing. Maybe you send them a quick text message just to say, hey, I'm just checking in. I was thinking about you. Those are ways that you can easily show love that's not going to cost you anything. But it's going to make a priceless impact on the other person. Think about how you feel if you get a letter in the mail or a card, or somebody just picks up the phone and calls you out of the blue. Those are simple things that you can do to show other people love on a daily basis. Choosing grace over judgment. There's one thing that I learned previously that was like, assume innocence. When something happens, don't automatically assume that the person, did it, or that they're guilty of something, or that they were out to like spite you or do something mean. Like, assume innocence, extend that grace, you know? Who knows what position they were in at the time, or why they said what they said, or did what they did. And just being able to have that understanding, because there's times that you're going to mess up. There's times you've already messed up before, and God extended grace to you. So being able to do that same thing for other people. The last one I'd say would be praying for those who hurt you, which that's actually scripture, to pray for those who persecute you and misuse you. There's power in prayer. Probably one of the reasons that 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing, because continually we've got to take it back to God. He said vengeance is his, not ours. It's not up to us to get revenge. It's not up to us to hold people accountable in terms of like determining what consequences they get and things like that. That's all in God's hands. So we've got to pray for them. He will come in and change things around. He can turn the heart of a king. And so just putting it in God's hand, not that you've got to stick around and let people hurt you more. I'm just saying, take it up in prayer so that bitterness and unforgiveness doesn't take root, because that hurts you, not them. Okay. So I hope that today you've come up with a few ways that you can love other people, that you can express gratitude and appreciation for people who have shown genuine love to you that lines up with what God said in 1 Corinthians 13 when he described what love is. And I pray that you find it easier to love others, because you're loving God first, then you're loving yourself, and then from there, that healthy place, you can love others. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your word, Father, for your word that is true and that will never return to your void. Thank you so much, Father, for giving us the instructions that we need to live life on a day-to-day basis. Thank you that your word is alive and sharper than a two-edged sword, that we can read a verse we might have read a million times over our lifetime, but that each time we read it, you show it to us in a different way and you highlight something different that makes it even more meaningful and powerful in the moment and situation right that we're in. Thank you, Father, that you can bring it back to our remembrance when we need it, Lord, that you can stir up the gifts within us and help us, Father, through the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in the directions that you want us to go. I pray that everyone listening today, Father, is able to find ways to love other people in very practical and simple ways, Lord, and that it brings them joy, because he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So thank you, Father, for those that we're going to be able to refresh today. Thank you, Father, for those who are going to be a refreshing to us, Lord. We just ask you, Father, for forgiveness of any sins that we've committed, Lord, both known and unknown. And we thank you, Father, that we can continually return to you, our manufacturer, our creator, to be reset, to keep moving forward, continually becoming who you created us to be. We ask all of these things in your sweet son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, as you go about your day, I just want you to remember to love God, love yourself, and love others, always in that order. That way, you can truly make your dash count. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonydbennis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.